Radio Daily for, well, it is anti-Friday.
Yeah, but for some of us, it's spring break.
And there was some MST yesterday, so it's not that crappy of a one, but it is April 10, 2017. It's all the geek without the weight. Good morning, hello, and oh, look, we have podcast sign. We're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those places. Well, she told you it's spring break, and when that happens, things get a little weird. That there's the Flintstress.
I got up early just for you.
English? That's impossible.
Let all that crap go. Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
It's just you and me now, Reggie. So be a lad. Put on some Mingus.
Let's do that. What happened this fine, fine day?
On this year in 837, Halley's Comet makes its closest approach to Earth at a distance equal to 0.0342 AU, which is 5.1 million kilometers, 3.2 million miles.
1710, the first law regulating copyrights is issued in Great Britain.
In 1790, the U.S. President George Washington signs the first U.S. patent statute into law. In the first 3 years followed by the passage of the statute, only 47 patents would be granted.
1930, the first synthetic rubber is created by Dr. Arnold M. Collins, who isolates chloroprene and observes its polymerization.
In 1938, the first FM radio program is transmitted by W2XMN in Alpine, New Jersey.
1943, the University of Pennsylvania begins constructing the ENIAC, which once completed will become the first general-purpose electronic computer capable of making calculations 1,000 times faster than any other computer. Jerks.
Probably took up like two full rooms of
easily.
Computer. In 1944, three U.S. television stations linked to transmit the short film Patrolling the Ether simultaneously. It depicts amateur radio operators aiding the FCC in monitoring the airwaves for Nazi spies.
1953, Warner Brothers Studios premieres the first 3D color feature film, House of Wax, with the great Vincent Price.
In 55, Dr. Jonas Salk first successfully tests the polio vaccine.
1963, the nuclear-powered submarine USS Thresher is lost at sea, roughly 220 miles off the coast of Boston, in the course of deep diving test, which I'm sure is a sci-fi original film waiting to happen.
It's packed in the yard.
There you go.
In 1971, ping pong diplomacy, an attempt to thaw relations with the U.S. The People's Republic of China hosts the U.S. table tennis team for a week-long visit.
Forrest Gump killed at that. 72, the United States and the Soviet Union joined 70 nations in signing an agreement banning biological warfare.
That was nice of all of us. In 78, Volkswagen becomes the first non-American automobile manufacturer to build cars in the U.S. when it opens a plant in Pennsylvania.
79, Dawn of the Dead, directed by George Romero, opens in New York City.
In 81, the maiden launch of the space shuttle Columbia is delayed due to a computer malfunction in one of the shuttle's general purpose computers.
1988, the comic strip Foxtrot by Bill Amend debuts. I did not realize it had been around that long.
Wow. In 91, the FTC publicly announces the investigation of Nintendo on charges of price fixing.
No, 1995, David Filo and Jerry Yang announced they'll be taking a leave of absence from the Stratford University Electrical Engineering program just 6 months short of completing their doctorates to work full-time on this new thing called Yahoo.
Also in 95, Robert Glazer releases Real Audio, the first real-time streaming audio system for the internet.
1997, Wizards of the Coast announced the acquisition of all the assets of TSR, including D&D and the remaining major gaming convention, Gen Con.
In 98, MGM released the science fiction horror film Species 2.
Not as good as the first. 2001, internet radio stations across the web temporarily suspend service due to royalty disputes. Many of the services are real-world radio stations, which have begun to stream their broadcast online.
Not all real audio. In 2003, Sony sells the first Blu-ray DVD recorder, the BDZ-S77.
2006, Disney announces it will begin offering downloads of its television shows from its website, abc.com, for a two-month trial period.
In 2008, IBM demonstrates racetrack memory for the first time. According to the company, it provides storage medium faster than hard drives and cheaper than RAM.
Oh, I thought it just meant you turned left a lot. Birthdays?
Daisy Ridley is 25. That's Rey from Star Wars. And she's also in Murder on the Orient Express.
Alex Pettyfer is 27 from I Am Number 4, Beastly, and Magic Mike.
Haley Joel Osment is 29 from Forrest Gump, Sixth Sense, Secondhand Lions, and AI.
Jamie Chung is 34 from Sucker Punch, Big Hero 6, Mulan, and Once Upon a Time.
Charlie Hunnam, you know, has a new movie coming out.
There you go.
He's 37. He was in Queer as Folk, Undeclared, Children of Men, Sons of Anarchy, and Pacific Rim.
And that film we talked about in this weekly. The King Arthur movie?
Right.
There you go. That's the one he's going to be in. I couldn't remember. That was last. Ed Byrne is 45. Aladdin in the cartoon series of Aladdin.
Orlando Jones is 59. Wow, 59. Mad TV, Office Space, Evolution, The Time Machine, Black Dynamite series. Dynamite! Dynamite! And Sleepy Hollow.
I love it. Peter McNichol is 63 from Dragon Slayer, Ghostbusters 2, and Adam's Family Values.
Steven Seagal is 65, could still kick my ass. Marked for Death, Above the Law, Under Siege, Machete, and Steven Seagal, Lawman.
Max von Sydow is 88 from The Seventh Seal. He's the guy that played Chess Against Death. Exorcist, Ming the Merciless in Flash. Flash. Gordon. Conan the Barbarian, voice of Vigo in Ghostbusters 2. Judge Dredd in Minority Report.
I was like, wow. No longer with us today. Born in 1915, we have Harry Morgan from The Flim Flam Man. Support your local sheriff / gunfighter and Dragnet and the Apple Dumpling Gang and MASH.
1921, Chuck Connors from The Rifleman, Airplane 2, Werewolf, and in my favorite George Reeves Superman episode ever, Flight to the North.
In 1921, also, we have Sheb Woolley. He's saying Flying Purple People Eater. He's also credited as the voice actor who produced the Wilhelm scream.
Isn't that just crazy? That's insane. 1923, Jane Keane, Trixie Norton on The Honeymooners, and the voice of Belle in the perennial favorite Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
I doubt that will be on TV tonight.
Probably not.
But on CBS, we have new Kevin Can Wait, A Man with a Plan, Superior Donuts, Two Broke Girls, and Asteroid Contains DNA on Scorpion, the smartest show on TV.
ABC, it's new Dancing with the Stars and Quantico.
On NBC, we have a new episode of The Voice and Taken.
On Fox, it's a new 24 Legacy and APB. A rich guy has toys to catch crooks.
The CW is giving us a chance to catch up on Supergirl with a rerun and fool us.
Freeform, it's a new Young and Hungry, Baby Daddy, and the twins, Happily Ever After.
AMC has a season premiere, of Better Call Saul.
Over on A&E, it's a new episode of Bates Motel. I mean, at this point, I don't have the slightest idea what is going on.
But you're enjoying yourself?
I'm still watching.
On Disney XD, they're showing Big Hero 6.
Hey,
that was a great
someone
movie.
Had a birthday from that. Bravo, Vanderpump Rules!
Rules! Cartoon Network has a new Wee Bear Bears. I spare proofs.
FX has World War Z, which is a good zombie movie, but not a good adaptation of the book, World War Z.
E is showing Lil Fockers.
Oh, watch your mouth. FXX, The Simpsons, Homer manages Arlene, Bart falls for a tomboy, and Grandpa's Love Tonic.
Oh, on FXM, we have The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Electric Boogaloo.
BBC America, Voyager Marathon, Seven Saves a Child, and Con Artists Impersonate the Crew.
On TBS, we have a new American Dad, and the season premiere is actually American Dad.
Sci-Fi Channel, Jupiter Ascending, which I spelled as Jumpiter.
On USA, we have WWE Monday Night Raw.
Turner Classic Movies has O. Henry's Full House. It's based on three of his short stories, and they're all fantastic.
On VH1, we have an episode of Hip Hop Squared.
But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a single mother signs up for self-defense lessons from a handsome martial arts instructor, but when her instructor develops an unhealthy obsession with her, he orchestrates a series of deadly tests to see if she's learned her lessons. Ashley Scott, David Cade, Laurie Fortner, friend of the show Sherilyn Fenn, all star in Fatal Defense.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, of course not. Not with the new Sweekly and MST for Kickstarters, right? And people who have Kickstarter friends, because oh wow, the things. But once you get yourself together, collected, please drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, because we would have loves to hear from you, if you don't mind.
Hi, I'm Chris Jones, and I'm here to tell you about the Nerd Bliss podcast. As the name suggests, we're geeks and nerds. We love all the geeky stuff, sci-fi, fantasy, books, cosplay, comic books. We'll be talking about all of it. But don't let the name fool you. Fitness geeks, musicians, or people who live and breathe cars, computers, or even history. We want to talk to them too and have as much fun as possible along the way. Check us out at nerdblisspodcast.com and on social media at nerdblisspod. That's nerdblisspodcast.com and on social media at nerdblisspod. Come stop by and share your nerd bliss with us.
Hi, this is Sherilyn Fenn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yeah, you are. I love when people are in stuff that have talked to us. That's really cool.
We've met some people.
We have been doing this for a little bit. Welcome. It's your Not Monday edition, so you know what that means. What do folks go see this weekend?
Well, this week's number 10 was new this week, the case for Christ.
Which was not a case of whiskey. Hey now, that's a callback. This week's 9, last week's 7, Get Out, making another $4 million, $162 million in 7 weeks on a $4.5 million budget. Whoever, I'm serious, they're the president of the studio now, whoever greenlit this thing.
Right. We've got this week's 8, last week's 6, Logan. People are still finally getting to see that. Put up another $4 million. Made about $218 million.
This week's 7, last week's 5, Kong, Skull Island, which I should have saw, $5.8 million, 156 in 5 weeks on a 185 budget. It's going to get it back, but it's going to be clawing the entire time.
This week's 6, last week's 4, Power Rangers, put up another $6.2 million, has only made about $75 million on a budget of $100.
Yeah, possibly. This week's 5, last week's 3, Ghost in the Shell, another $7.3 million. It's made $31 million in 2 weeks on a $110 million budget. That has chance at all.
Some Asian people. Sure. Number 4 new this week is called Going in Style. That made $12.5 million and it had a budget of 25.
People love a good heist movie there. This week's 3 is brand new, Smurfs The Lost Village, an actual Smurfs movie. $14 million on a budget of 60. We'll see.
Yeah. This week's 2, last week's 2, repeat. We have Beauty and the Beast, put up another $25 million, has made, you know, $434
That's
million.
Insane. The number one movie in America, barely, is still The Boss Baby, making $26.3 million. Beauty and the Beast almost got that. It's made $89 million in 2 weeks. They did not tell us how much that cost, but you know it's a lot because I imagine Alec Baldwin needs a drink or three.
Four.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The family of Carrie Fisher has granted permission to Lucasfilm to use recent footage of her for Star Wars episode, wait for it, 9. Rumors were circulating that Lucas was going to use a CG recreation like they did in Rogue One, but the studio swiftly denied that. Her brother Todd Fisher told the New York Daily News that he and her daughter Billie Lord had given Lucasfilm and Disney the rights to use recently recorded footage of her in the sequel. No CGI will be used. The extent of her role in the storyline is unknown at this time, with the brother saying, I'm not the only part in this equation, but I think people deserve to have her. She's owned by them. I think he means that better than that. You don't mess with the legacy. It'll be like rewriting the Bible. Okay, whoa, that's a little weird. But it seems
it's bigger than Jesus.
That there was extra footage shot for The Last Jedi that they're going to be using, or every bit of footage could come from every Carrie Fisher movie ever, which would mean episode 9 will feature Leia taking out a platoon of stormtroopers as they scream that it just wasn't their fault. December 15th, we'll find out a little more about the next film.
Yeah. So in the creepy sort of sci-fi news, whatever, a new patent application from Disney suggests it's something the company has considered humanoid robots. They've been adapted for soft contact and or interaction with a human.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Well, in order to physically interact with children, the inventors understand that it needs to be soft and durable. They right now have the patent application for a small, toy-sized, human-looking prototype, which is made via 3D printing and encased in soft material. It's likely based on a famed Disney character.
Huh, wonder who it could be.
Any guesses? That was a terrible impression, but whatever.
It's okay, Betty Boop, I get you. Fine,
sure.
Yeah.
The robot style and other motions were modeled after given animated characters, and they've declined to comment on the patent. There's no word on whether it would actually, you know, be put to work at the park, but yeah. Have people learned nothing? We have two Westworlds, Itchy and Scratchy Land 2001, and so many other robot disaster warnings. What will go wrong? Come with me if you want to live.
Michael Crichton's final novel, Micro, is finally getting the film treatment by way of Amblin Entertainment. The rights were picked up a while ago, but now production is actually starting. Adapting the book has been a passion project for Steven Spielberg since he bought the book 2 years ago. Like Jurassic Park, they would like for this to be a franchise. Of course they would. You know, Michael Crichton also wrote Westworld. It's been weird. Everything just connects everything together. So Micro is a high-concept thriller that follows a group of graduate students lured to Hawaii to work for a mysterious biotech company, only to find themselves miniaturized and cast out into the rainforest with nothing but their scientific expertise and their wits to protect them. So, Honey, I Shrunk the Students. It will be coming to a theater in maybe a year. You know, they're trying to woo the guy who's writing the Westworld series. Westworld. It's coming in Westworld.
Well, it makes sense. You know, you adapt one person.
Westworld.
beer. Okay, now that I have your attention.
All right.
The brewing product process requires a lot of power, after all, with all the heating and cooling that goes on. It's kind of a big deal when somebody like Anheuser-Busch InBev steps up and commits to powering 100% of their massive global brewing operations using energy from renewable sources.
That's cool.
InBev currently brews over 400 brands in more than 50 countries around the globe. They plan to complete the switch by 2025 and claims it will reduce the company's carbon footprint by at least 30%. They'll be installing solar panels on site. That will get about 15 to 25% of the required electricity. The remainder will be purchased from renewable energy providers. In Mexico, where they're kicking off the transition, 490 gigawatt hours per year will come from that. So, I mean, it's pretty cool if you think about it. Crack open a beer. So it's like, obviously Budweiser, but there's a ton of other brands that fall under their main brand. So that's just, yeah, kind of interesting.
And again, 2017, trying to outdo 2016, British acting veteran Tim Pickett-Smith has died at the age of 70, a veteran of stage and screen. He's been like in films and TV from the mid-70s, even stuff that's still coming out. And he's one of those guys, you've seen him in a million things. Known for playing villains, royals, and officials in authority, he was Chancellor Sutter's right-hand man in V for Vendetta, Perseus' offsider Thallo in the original Clash of the Titans, the UK Foreign Secretary in Quantum of Solace, Lord Ascot in Burton's Alice in Wonderland, the MI7 chief in Johnny English.
Wow.
I mean, Red 2, Pompeii, Gangs of New York, and the upcoming Victorian Abdul. He's also appeared in most major British TV dramas produced over the past few decades, recently scored Oliver and Tony Award nominations for his work on Broadway in 2015 in King Charles III, with a TV version set to hit later this year. This man worked all of his life hardcore, survived by his wife Pamela Miles and their son Tom. Again, you've seen him in a million things, and thank you, sir, for everything you did. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 9 States 3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Why not? Go get the app. It's a fun thing. Go subscribe to us on YouTube. I was going to say on Facebook, but hey, go like the Facebook page. When your friends step away from the desk and they've got their tabs open, go like the page. We're not going to send them anything, but it helps and it's good stuff. Drop a note, won't you? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com, and I'll stop asking you for things now.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
This is no respectful establishment.
No, it must not end like this.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, suckers.
Blah, 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 blah.
Richie the Kid, I haven't seen you in here for quite some time. You know, Mitch is one of the oldest hosts in the park. Used to have one of our best-selling narratives. Dissatisfied cities like her rides out west with his friends to herd cattle and try and find his smile again.
Does finding smile involve going completely off his loop?
Why don't we ask him? Always wanted to do this. Mitch.
Hello.
Do you know where you are?
The waiting room of the CIA? Or the waiting room at CIA? This place has less privacy than Trump Tower.
Limit your witty affect, please. What happened in the park today?
Today was like any other day. I woke up, herded some cows, Phil took an hour to pee, and, you know, same old, just living a life.
Analysis. Are you lying to me?
Oh, yeah.
You see this footage of when he started malfunctioning?
Do I set it to channel 3 and then press record?
Doesn't matter what channel you're on, you just have to press the button.
Ah, and then you put the tape in.
The tape is already in, you moron!